Talk a little bit about that process and how that happened.
Well, when Andy gave his notice that he was moving back to Kansas, he had communicated that he had visited with a couple of the board members and that they were interested in talking with me about the interim position. So I started some conversations about 2 weeks ago, and but the board had to meet and vote on it yesterday. So that happened yesterday, and they apparently voted and approved me to serve as the interim in this time while they are going through a search process. So I'm excited about it. It's a new challenge.
If you can refresh us on your biography with United Way of the Brazos Valley and what's led you to this point.
Sure. I've been with United Way for nearly 6 years. I started as the Director of Information and Referral Services, overseeing the 211 Texas service for the 7-county region. And I worked there for a few years, for about 3 years, before I was promoted to the Vice President Community Impact position after my predecessor, Kay Parker, retired. Have been there since. That was shortly before we went through a previous transition. So I've been with the organization through a lot of changes over the past few years. Really feel confident about where we are as an organization and where we're going. And I'm excited to have this opportunity to help lead this process or this transition through this transition period while the board goes through a search process for the permanent CEO.
And has the search process been determined yet?
I know that a search committee was named yesterday at the board meeting, but I don't know anything more than that at this point.
No decision on a timeline or whether it's going to and how much geography this is going to encompass or anything like that?
I don't think they've had those conversations yet. What I know is that they've asked me to serve for 3 to 6 months. So beyond that, I'm not really sure.
And from the time of year this is all taking place, is this about as good of a time as it is for this kind of event to happen in the respect of getting everything put together to review what's happened in the last campaign and start working on the campaign that will begin later this year?
Well, it's never a really desirable experience, especially with Andy. He had been making a lot of great progress with our organization. While we understand his decision and wish him the best, it's never a wonderful time to do this, but we have some incredibly engaged board members and volunteers that are working on some evaluation of previous campaign, and that is really what we're going to be doing over the next few months, is really focusing on planning for next year and making sure that everything that we're doing is in line with each other, and we have a really good plan set out. So whenever a new CEO does start, they don't have to start from scratch. We've already got things going. We've got really strong processes in place, some great engaged volunteers, and we can just kind of build from there.
Really want to keep the momentum that you all started creating about a year ago at this time.
Absolutely, and that's just kind of the plan, is just to continue the momentum, focus our efforts, make sure that we're putting the right focus and the right energies in the right places to make United Way grow as much as we possibly can.